You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So yesterday, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, the FSCA, approved the JSE's listing requirements that specifically deal with market segmentation. These requirements will come into effect later this month, but we're going to take a look at them now and understand what it means for you and I as consumers and as investors. And I'm joined on the line by Andre Fisser, who is a director for issuer regulation at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Andre. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the changes. What are the changes, and take us through what they mean?
Good afternoon, Jimmy. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, I think the announcement that we published yesterday brings into effect the JSE's market segmentation initiative. And it's basically an attempt by the JSE to reposition the JSE's main board into two distinct sections. It'll be the prime segment and the general segment. And if you look at what we are proposing, it is to provide a more fit-for-purpose regulatory model for the general segment, which is aimed at the smaller companies that are listed on the main board. So when these requirements come into effect on the 23rd of September, those companies that would be eligible to apply would then be able to comply with a different set of regulations that will provide far greater flexibility, significant cost savings, and very importantly, creating an environment that's far more enabling to allow these companies to raise capital.
Andre, when we look at the implications of these changes, what does that then mean for investors? Are they going to now see two different JSEs? Is that going to affect the user experience? How does that change look like from an investor point of view?
So, Jimmy, it wouldn't change the investor experience. The cornerstone of this model is still full transparency and disclosure. We believe it's essential that we create the right sort of balance in terms of looking at the interest of issuers, but also ensuring that investors have sufficient information to make informed decisions. So we don't think investors' experience would change as a result of this, but they would get the indirect benefits where companies will be able to operate in a more flexible environment. And obviously the cost savings is an important element. It's perhaps just worth mentioning, Jimmy, that this is not unique to the JSE. There are many other international markets that also have a tiered model for their main board. And I think this is our attempt to provide a more flexible environment for those smaller companies that are listed on the main board.
Will the smaller companies have different requirements to have to meet in terms of listing on the smaller or the mini JSE, so to speak?
So, Jimmy, I think the important thing to mention is the JSE operates the main board, which is for more established companies with a three-year track record, with certain profit requirements that they have to meet. And then we have the alternative exchange, which is for small startup companies. Now, in respect to the general segment, it's for the main board. So the entry criteria to get onto the main board will remain identical for both the general and the prime segment. So it's still focused on established companies. Where the benefit comes in is once they are listed, they will be exposed to a far more flexible environment. And as I said earlier, faced with lots of cost savings that comes as a result of that.
Andre, when we look at that general segment around the main board, so you'll have the prime segment and we'll have the general segment. What are some of the strategic advantages potentially that a smaller company might benefit from? You touched on the cost-saving side of it, but are there any other advantages around perhaps capital raising measures or visibility on the general segment that would then come into effect now that you kind of have the approval to split the segments?
Yeah, Jimmy, we obviously announced a raft of different proposals, but a capital raising was obviously one of the main issues. And what we wanted to make sure is something, and very often we see that some of these smaller companies on the main board do struggle to raise capital. So from a JSE perspective, we reflected on that and said, what is it that we can do to make that environment as enabling as possible? And one of the main proposals that will be coming into effect on the 23rd of September is that companies will be able to raise capital in the form of an issue of shares for cash without convening a meeting of shareholders, provided it's operated and done within certain limitations, pricing limitations and quantum, the number of shares. But that will certainly put companies in a far better position to raise capital much more efficiently, quicker, and with far lower costs. So enabling environment for capital raising was front and center for us, and that is one of the main proposals that was announced as part of market segmentation.
Andre, this isn't the first innovation that the JSE's put in place in recent times. I remember having a conversation with Valdine Reddy around the partnership or the relationship and integration with the Saudi exchange, the Tata Wool exchange, from that perspective. That's now come online as well. But in addition to that, Euronext has come online. Take me through those developments as well and what they mean for expanding the offering that the JSE is able to bring to market.
Yeah, Jimmy, I think the main objective that we have from a JSE perspective is to provide investors with choice and with alternatives. And in addition to providing them with exposure to South African companies, we think it's important to allow investors to also invest in foreign companies that list and trade on the JSE, that settles in rands, that trades in rands. So if you look at our secondary listings framework, we've got a list of approved and accredited exchanges that where companies that are listed on those exchanges can apply for an inward secondary listing onto the JSE. It's a very select list of exchanges because obviously we want to make sure that the framework is acceptable to us. And what we announced as part of the market segmentation project, we also announced to the market that we're expanding that list to include exchanges like Tata Wool and then also the balance of the exchanges within the Euronext stable. And the reason why I refer to the balance is because Euronext Amsterdam and Euronext Brussels is already on our list of approved exchanges. And we've now expanded that to include Paris, Dublin, Milan, Lisbon, and Oslo as well.
Andre, where to from here for the JSE? We've clearly seen that the innovation drive is front and center. And I remember having a conversation with Dr. Leila Faria around the efforts to continue to lead the continent in terms of innovation, in terms of integration, and in terms of offering. Where to from here for the JSE and what can we look forward to?
So Jimmy, to take you back to a consultation document that we published in 2022, we highlighted a number of key initiatives in that document. Market segmentation was one of them, and that's now come to a conclusion. Another significant project that we announced in 2022 was what we refer to as the simplification project, and that is basically aimed at simplifying the listings requirements. Now, for the listeners, just to give you a sense, the listings requirements is a set of detailed rules that's applicable to listed companies that they must comply with. And at this point in time, it consists of about between 700 and 800 pages of detailed listings requirements. And there has been concerns in the market that the rules are in certain cases too onerous. And the simplification project will aim, the main aim of the simplification project would be to simplify the listings requirements and put it into plain language, remove red tape to make it easier for issuers to comply and easier for investors to understand. So that's another significant project from a regulatory point of view. And I would say probably the biggest regulatory change that we've proposed probably in the last 2 to 3 decades.
Certainly some innovative changes being brought about by the leading stock exchange on the African continent. We love to see it and we hope to see it continue. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights, Andre. That's Andre Visser, Director of Issuer Regulation at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, joining me to reflect on the latest approval granted by the FSCA to the JSE around adjusting listing requirements and creating somewhat of a new segment on the JSE.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.